This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
And Ron has let us know that if we rock up now, it's pretty pointless.
Yeah, we're so Ron's about, in line for Book of Mormon tickets. First people to get them, $20 each for a preview show next week, which is great. I mean, that's so cheap compared to what theatre normally costs. He got there at 4:30 a.m. and reckons he's about 200th in line.
How many people does the theatre seat?
I don't even know, but that's
it would suck if it's 199.
Oh my god!
I mean, it won't be. Ron, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
That's an awkward number.
Oh my god!
We only seat 199 people. Sorry.
Have I told you my Book of Mormon story?
No.
I went when I was in New York last. So it was quite a long time ago. It was a number of years.
Yeah.
I went and saw a preview for Book of Mormon on Broadway, and it was in the last week of previews before they opened. And sitting at the end of my row was Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Shut up.
No, wow. Honestly.
That is awesome.
It's like they were there obviously watching the preview and taking notes and everything. And it was like, oh my God. And I was saying,
you went on so the best night.
I know. And I was like, and not only that, they were in my row. Like they were two seats away from me.
That's so cool. It's one of those things though where you kind of go, don't bother them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so no, I didn't.
I went to Moonlight Cinema a couple of nights ago, and like Moonlight Cinema is my kryptonite. For some reason, and I'm a very organized person normally, I will always get the day wrong for it or rock up to the wrong movie. Like, I swear. So I bought tickets for The Edge of 17, which was last week Wednesday. I was convinced it was Thursday. So we rock up on Thursday and only realize as the movie starts that it's Doctor Who. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Which I've seen. So I was like, oh, well, that's convenient. But the great thing was, in our line of sort of beanbags was The Bachelorette, Georgia Love, and her partner Lee. And they were there kind of being all like lovey-dovey and mysterious, and she had her sunglasses on. He clearly didn't mind the attention at all, so he was kind of like, I'm not wearing sunglasses. I'm walking to the bar all by myself with my face out and everything. And it was, I kind of was like, oh, we've chosen a celebrity night. How exciting.
Well.
But you kind of, well, I know.
Minor.
Yeah, blah. But it's even in that moment, you kind of go, they're having a nice time. Don't bother them. And that's what I love about Australia. Like, if that was America or somewhere else, they'd probably be mobbed by people.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Oz, everyone's like, leave them alone. Even if it was Hugh Jackman, no one would bother him. You know what I mean? I reckon they're just like,
Well, it's a bit like, we're talking a long, long time ago now. I went and saw Garbage at the Sydney Entertainment Centre once.
Yeah.
Right behind me was Ben Lee and Claire Danes.
Wow.
It was like, that's how long ago. That's when they were dating. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's like, but no one bothered
them. People are respectful. Because I went and saw a musical called Urinetown back in the day. And
Urinetown.
Urinetown. Yeah, it's a movie about, it's a show about a town where you have to pay money to use the bathrooms. So all the poor people can't pee. If they pee in the street, they get arrested.
This sounds like a flop.
So no, it was great though. I had Lisa McCune in it back here, but it's been a worldwide hit.
It was a massive hit.
A musical.
Really?
Urinetown the musical.
Okay, I will Google it.
If it ever comes back, check it out, right?
Okay.
But Jeffrey Rush was sitting behind me in the theatre.
Wow.
And I was like, 16 years old when I saw it, and I was like, oh my God.
Jeffrey Rush. Yeah, I love Aussies don't care about, they don't care about celebrity. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's just like, meh, they're just normal people.
You kind of do, but you don't want to bother them.
That's the thing.
Exactly. You're still very aware of people's personal space.
Yeah.
I want to know, actually, who is the most famous person that you've sort of seen, like, in day-to-day, in real life, not on, like, magazines or billboards or TV and stuff. Who's the most famous person you've seen in real life?
Doing their shopping or at the movies.
Doing human things.
Oh. Yeah.
Not too hot, not too cold. Serving breakfast radio that's just right. Mark and Luke are the Brekkie Bears. Joy 94.9.
Celebrity run-ins or people that you've seen out in the real world who are famous.
And yes.
Doing real world things.
Doing real normal people things.
Yeah.
Plebby things that us plebs do.
We had a couple of text messages in. Mark, what's the one that you've got up?
The one I've got up here is from Tim from Hawthorne. Thanks, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
When we were in New York a couple of years ago and just seen a matinee show on Broadway, Matthew Broderick who had been in the show walked past the cafe where they were sitting outside. That's pretty exciting.
That's cool.
Yeah, right.
And Tim also said, though, he also stood next to Danny Minogue in the cleaning products aisle in Camberwell Woolies last year. Ooh, I love that. That's wonderful.
That's a proper, like, local story.
Yeah. He said, of course, he didn't bother either of them.
Yeah, no, of course not. Don't.
So would you say that Danny Minogue needed cleaning products because she was all dirty hands, I demand?
Hey, that was good.
It was terrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
7:24 a.m. on a Monday morning, and that's what you come up
come
with.
Come on, mate.
I used to. So I went to drama school in London. So yeah. I was a dirty, poor student, right? Yeah. And so we were in this massive, like, student house, you know, where there's hundreds of us all living in the same place. Kind
been
of like
there.
Squatters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But it was a really posh area of town. And where my drama school was. And I remember walking home one day and a Porsche kind of pulled up in the fancy house next door to where we were kind of, you know, the giant community flats where we were staying. And out of the car stepped Colin Firth.
Oh, okay.
And I sort of, because I was, you know, a little girl from Zimbabwe, never seen a celebrity in her life. So I was suddenly kind of like just staring at this guy going, I know you from somewhere. And he looked at me and he went, oh, hello. And I went, hello. And he walked into his house. That was my encounter with Colin Firth.
That was a very good Colin Firth accent.
Thank you.
That was
very
Firth-like.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.